Well, here he is, a philosopher, a writer, a comedian, a man who can fool a lie detector but chooses not to, the host of Vague But True, Tim Bedore. Well, thank you very much. The Congress let the assault weapon ban lapse this week, and I want to know why we can ban smoking in public places because of secondhand smoke, but can't ban assault weapons because of secondhand bullets. First or secondhand bullets do a lot more damage and do it a lot quicker than secondhand smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just me, but when the Congress deals with gun legislation, ducks seem more important than people. To protect the duck population in Wisconsin, for example, there are laws saying duck hunters can only use shotguns that load a maximum of 3 shells because the government knows duck hunters tend to get a little trigger happy at the sight of their hated enemy, the duck. Why, then, can't we control the type of guns that people use to hunt people? Some of those fountain of lead street sweeper hell weapons that are now legal to buy can hold dozens and dozens of shells, and it's much easier to sneak up on people than it is ducks.
Yeah.
When you drive by a duck, most of them jump up and fly away. But a lot of people don't even move when you drive by. So it's way too easy to hunt people. We should be able to restrict guns that people use to hunt people and also institute a bag limit. I'm thinking 2 daddies per day, but no mommies or children under 80 pounds. The assault weapon ban was not an unfair imposition. How, for example, could a 10-day waiting period be a problem for legitimate gun purchasers like hunters? No hunter gets all dressed up, tromps out into the woods, waits for a deer to walk by, raises his arms, and then suddenly realizes he doesn't have a gun. Even if that hunter rushed off to a store and could buy a gun right there on the spot, by the time he gets back, the deer would be gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, he was hunting right next to a Sport Mart. Furthermore, legitimate gun owners don't need every type of gun ever made. For good reason, you've never been able to hunt squirrels with a bazooka. Obviously, if a rabid squirrel hater could launch rocket grenades at his despised, quick, tiny, gray terror targets, it would be dangerous to the rest of the neighborhood, and so it's against the law. Why, then, can't we keep semi-automatic weapons out of the hands of high school dropouts and disgruntled post office employees? Is there any reason why someone who flunked shop should have an AK-47? Wouldn't a single shot 22 be enough for that angry moron? Well, the answer, according to the NRA, is no. One of their guys said, if we allow the government to control what type of guns we can have, they will then be able to tell us that you can't build a house with 10 bedrooms if that's what you want to do. Goofball. The government can and does tell people what size house they can build. They're called zoning laws, you angry moron. Ever hear of building codes? And what kind of analogy is that anyway? Houses don't kill people. Unless you're the Wicked Witch of the East, then they do. When Dorothy and Toto and the house they flew in on landed on the Wicked Witch of the East, it killed her, which totally hacked off the Wicked Witch of the West, who thankfully could not buy an automatic weapon due to the strict gun control laws in Munchkin Land. Can you imagine how many munchkins the Wicked Witch of the West could have wasted if she had an Uzi instead of that broom? What about Dorothy and Toto? An Uzi-toting Wicked Witch of the West would have cut them all down, and the story ends right there. No journey to Oz or Cowardly Lion or evil flying monkeys. The government doesn't allow us to do all kinds of things, and one of the most important things the government shouldn't allow anybody to do is kill lots of people at one time. We the people are at least as important as mallards. From a squeaky chair in Los Angeles, California, where insanity meets the sea, I'm Tim Bedore on the Bob and Tom Radio Network.